This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Colorado's Secretary of State Wayne Williams has said he will comply with a request from the Trump administration to hand over all state voter data. Reporter Allison Bektesh has been in touch with election officials to find out what this means for local voters. She joins me in the studio now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
So what do our local clerks think about handing over voter records?
Throughout the Valley, the clerks wanted to stress exactly what information is being turned over. It's information that's always been public, and what gets turned over is a full name of a voter, the address they used when they registered to vote, their month and day of birth, not their year, and which elections they've participated in. But there are concerns about this, and actually the voter data was supposed to be turned over tomorrow morning, and that's now on hold due to lawsuits.
Mm. Tell me about those lawsuits.
Almost 20 organizations have filed lawsuits nationally. The one that's stopping us here in Colorado is a lawsuit filed by the Election Privacy Information Center, an independent nonprofit center that looks at elections. What their issue is there was no privacy impact assessment given by the commission that's looking for all this data. They haven't said how they will protect this data once it's turned over. And in fact, they were asking local Secretary of States to turn it over to a website via a website that's not even secure. There's also some bigger issues that's causing this to be a national conversation. The ACLU is suing based on more the integrity side of things. So the commission was set up under the auspices of let's just see how every state's doing elections and see if we can do it better. But we know that when President Trump created this, he was looking for voter fraud because he said that. He said that.
Or tweeted that.
Like 3 to 5 million people was his claim in this last election voted illegally. And then some states are refusing to turn over the data. He recently had a tweet. Why are states afraid of the voter fraud commission? That's the word he used for it. Are they hiding something? So there's this question of once the federal commission has all this data, what exactly are they going to use it for? Because we can't control once it's in their hands.
If the voter commission does move forward after the lawsuits and local voters don't want their data turned over, what can they do?
There is a provision for something that's called a confidential voter. You have to sign that you are in fear of bodily harm or threats, and that's why you're keeping your information private. So the other thing you can do is unregister to vote.
But then how do I participate again?
Then you don't get a vote. You have to be a registered voter to vote. So Eagle County Clerk Regine O'Brien's fear is that you won't then re-register to vote before the fall's elections and that this is disenfranchising people and making our community less civically engaged.
Interesting. Okay, thanks, Allison.
My pleasure.
Reporter Allison Bektesh is keeping her eye on the local effects of President Trump's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. To hear the rest of our conversation, subscribe to our podcast, The Dial, at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.